In 1960, as the nation faced growing competition from rivals like Russia, educators set out to assess the potential of the nation's youth. About 5% of American high school students took part in a survey called Project Talent, funded largely by the U.S. Department of Education. Among them were teenagers from about 24 Iowa schools. Today, those students are mostly in their 60s, and a new crop of researchers is trying to learn the rest of their story. It's a warm summer evening in Adel, a small town of about 3,500 near Des Moines. Inside a community center, a couple dozen members of the class of 1960 and their spouses gather around a potluck of potato salad, piles of fresh fruit, and sandwiches. Their former class president is Don Van Fossen, a robust-looking man with glasses and silvery hair who's now a retired engineer living in Ohio.
Many of you probably do not remember this, but when we were high school seniors, we took an aptitude-type test on what we were going to be doing. It's called Project Talent. Now, four classes took it the same year.
Adel High participated along with 1,300 public and private schools nationwide. In total, about 400,000 young people spent 2.5 days in March of 1960 taking the aptitude test. That massive effort required scoring machines to tabulate the surveys. They were developed in Iowa City by a nonprofit research center with ties to the University of Iowa. John McMillan worked on the project as a young engineer. He's now 75 and living in Williamsburg, Iowa, but McMillan recalls the climate at the time as one of anxiety about how to compete with projects like Russia's Sputnik satellite launched in 1957.
Big scare. You can't imagine the concern and the fright and the panic. Well, what's the answer? Find out how our kids are doing. What can we do to educate them better? What can we do to keep up with the rations during this Cold War that was coming? So Project Talent, I think, was a sense of urgency to learn where our kids are.
The original test covered things like math and science, reading and writing, but a major study now under development will look at how students' lives turned out in areas like health, career, and family life. Melissa Wenzel is with American Institutes for Research, the nonprofit group behind the project. She and her colleagues are attending about 60 class reunions across the country this spring through fall, including the one in Adel a few weeks ago.
Now that we are coming upon the 50th anniversary of the test, researchers are interested in doing a follow-up. So probably in the next year or so, you'll be hearing from us and just being asked to participate, not for 2.5 days. No.
Researchers also sent out several follow-up surveys by mail up until about a decade after graduation. But the project was dropped because of a lack of funding and concerns about the difficulty of tracking down former participants. Today, researchers are using the internet to find the students and their class reunions. The chance to follow people over the course of a lifetime has researchers who study aging excited. Jonathan King is a program official at the National Institute on Aging, a division of the National Institutes of Health.
The real opportunity here is just to see how it all turned out. Now they're older adults, and we have a very good idea that some of the answers that they gave there back in 1960 are the ones that could tell us a lot more about how they'll be doing in the next 5 to 10 to 20 years.
King is working with researchers trying to secure funding for the new Project Talent. He says the challenge will be gathering data on a large scale without breaking the bank. Don Van Fossen, the Adel High School Class of 1960 president, says he's glad to participate, even if he doesn't remember much about that first study.
2.5 days, I was probably in a fog taking it, but in fact, I looked it up like 2 or 3 years ago on the web just to see if there was any action on it, but there wasn't at the time, but I'm happy to see that they're going to go back and take a look at what we said 50 years ago and where we are today.